These two National Heritage Area bills are the product of years of work in Colorado communities that are fighting to protect their culture, their landscapes, and their history. I am a fifth-generation native of the San Luis Valley, home of the proposed Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area. Since people first settled in the San Luis Valley over 11,000 years ago, the cultures, lifestyles, and cosmologies of the valley settlers have converged, conflicted, and coalesced through the centuries. Dennis is a principal of Sierra Vista High School in Blanca, and I hope that his students are watching the hearing today over the internet.
The comprehensive show of support from a multitude of people within the San Luis Valley and from around the state of Colorado for this designation is apparent. The Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area is a crossroads of cultures where a unique blend of Native American, Hispano, and Anglo settlement converged in what was the 19th century dynamic of westward movement, and today is reflected in the diversity of the people, art, and traditions. The geographic isolation of this alpine valley and the people's enduring ties to the land have given rise to a rich cultural heritage, the spirit of independence and self-reliance, an important national value, remain as the legacy of those first courageous settlers who fought many odds to make this their home.
Like the Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area, the proposed South Park National Heritage Area also reflects years of work among local citizens to protect one of the most stunning landscapes and important historical legacies of the American West.
The South Park Heritage Partnership was established in 1994 after local ranchers, miners, and community leaders approached me with their vision to preserve South Park's unique heritage resources and utilize them to generate new economic opportunities, shortly after which the governor of Colorado designated South Park as the state's second official state heritage area.
The third Colorado bill before the committee today is Senate 126, the Mesa Verde National Park Boundary Expansion Act of 2007, which has been introduced by Senator Allard and co-sponsored by myself. I want to welcome Dan Sakura from the Conservation Fund, who will be testifying on this bill.
The Conservation Fund expresses our appreciation to you and Senator Allard for your strong leadership and vision to help pass S-126 to expand the boundary of Mesa Verde National Park to include two critically important tracts of land. By expanding the park boundary by approximately 360 acres at the park entrance, S-126 will enable the Park Service to protect a 324-acre tract of privately owned land with important archaeological and natural resources along the Point Lookout Road corridor, the main access for the park. In conjunction with the Mesa Verde Foundation, S-126 will also authorize the Park Service to accept a donation of a 38-acre tract of land as the site for a new collection and research center and visitor information center.